Blog Talk Radio. not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not another thing, another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away. Doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Thank you.
Oh, towards me. Your loving kindness towards me.
Oh,
your tender mercies I see.
Oh,
day after day, forever faithful towards me.
Oh, yes, you are.
Always providing for me.
Oh,
great is your mercy towards me.
Oh,
great is your grace.
welcome everybody to the Inspiration Factory. Whew! Boy, it was a challenge getting here this evening. Technical difficulties and things, but we're here. We are here. Thank God. For those of you, if anybody's listening or listening to the recordings later on at another time, you're listening to the Inspiration Factory, which was the brainchild of none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, who just so happens to also be the CEO of Raw Links, which is a line of jewelry that you don't want to be without. I got mine. I hope you got yours. Matter of fact, I just went and picked up a new piece today. I might put it in the event page and start stunting on y'all because y'all going to want one too. But look them up on Facebook. You'll see how to get their own because you can't have mine. But I hope y'all had a chance to look at the event page because there's going to be a new lineup for the Inspiration Factory. But before I go into all of that and let y'all know about that, I'm going to bring my brother in because I'm not doing this all by myself. Alonzo, my brother, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening.
What's going on? Thank you so much, my brother, for being quick on your toes.
Yep. Things happen. I don't know what to say. Things happen. I'm just glad to, I'm just glad God is good and I'm here. We're here.
Amen. Amen. So, I was just about to tell folks about the changes in the format, but before I even do that, I think we need to cover the platform because, the enemy tried to stop us from getting here tonight, so we got to beat him at his own game. We're going to beat him with something that he cannot best. He can't mess with this.
Okay.
Would you guys join me? I want y'all all to join me at the throne. You getting ready to put up a net of protection. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Father God, forgive us for our sins, both those that we did it knowingly and those that we did unknowingly, Father. Forgive us. Allow us to come before your throne, Father God, worthy of you, covered in the blood of your Son. Father God, we ask that you would join us on this platform on this evening, that something said by someone this evening would touch someone, that you would use us, Lord, to do your will. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity. We also want to hold up the Epiphany family, Father God. It seems as though many of the Epiphany family are going through trials and tribulations and things, Father God. We ask that you would just touch them and meet them where they are, Lord. Bring them out of their situations with a testimony on their lips, Father. But we know that all things are possible through you. And we look forward to what it is that you would do for us. Father God, outside of the Epiphany family, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of confusion in the world today, Father God. As your word comes true, those things prophesied we see every day. Those of us who have the scales lifted from their eyes. Father God, open the eyes of those that are still walking in blindness, Lord. Let them see the truth of your word. Let them see they don't have much time to get it right. And for those of us who have accepted you, Father, continue to walk with us, to empower us, to give us discernment to know when it is you that's speaking to us and guiding us and leading us, Father, that we might do your will. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love, your kindness. We offer this platform to you. We offer our lives to you, Lord. Have your way, Father. Satan, you cannot enter these premises this evening. This platform is covered by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, at the name of Jesus, you must flee. And we invoke that name. We call upon that name. We trust that name. And we live by that name. So, bye, Satan. Bye, boy. And it's in the precious name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now we ain't got to worry about nothing. We good. Things are going to go just as he wants them to go. So, now, I'm going to, I don't have my notes because I was ripping and running, and I stopped at a friend's house to do the show. I always have an excuse, don't I? I mean, I'm going to get it together one day, though. Trust me. Trust me. It's going to be organized. So I say. It sounds good. It sounds good.
Promising.
But,
very promising.
Yeah. I'm speaking it into fruition.
Okay.
But 319-527-6300 is the number to call in. And you must do so before the 9 o'clock hour or you won't be able to be with us if we go into overtime. So you might as well call in now. And be sure to press 1 to raise your hand so we know you have something to say, something to share with us, something the Lord led you to share with someone that he's going to bless through your words. So don't be shy. Press that 1. So the changes are, as you can see, we're starting a few hours earlier than usual. We're going to try 7 o'clock as our starting time and see how that works. People have to get up earlier and earlier, and people got to go to work on Monday, so we're going to try to get out of here at a time that would allow you to get a little rest or get yourself together after we pray. I don't know about y'all, but I got to unwind for a little bit after this show. But another change is, each Sunday of the month is going to have a set theme. So every month for first Sunday, it's going to be praise and worship poetry. It covers a broad spectrum. Anything you have to praise about, anything you want to worship him about, write about it. Share it with us. Help us praise him with you. Don't be selfish. Let's share this God that we love. Second Sunday of the month, it's going to be Cooking with Christ, and that will also be the debut of that platform, where we'll have a featured cook, chef, or foodie, or somebody that just has that one dish that they can do well. Share it with us, you know? I like food. I like to hear some new dishes that I can steal. Yeah, I steal dishes. I steal recipes. Tweak them and freak them and swear they mine. I already told you so. Be forewarned.
I heard that.
Yes. So that platform, what we're going to do is we're going to introduce the cook of that evening, and he's going to tell us about his dish that he's going to be preparing. Unfortunately, we don't have smell-o-vision or any of that stuff, so we can smell it as it goes along. But as he prepares that meal, while we do our show, we're still going to be doing our poetry, praising God, and he's going to be in the kitchen cooking. We'll touch bases with him periodically, but throughout the process, he'll be posting pictures on the event page of his dish. So you guys won't have to stay on the event page. Keep track of what he's doing in case that's a recipe that you want to try. And then he'll post the final pictures as before we close the show. Third Sunday of the month, it's going to be Alonzo's Aspirations. And I'm going to allow Alonzo to fill you in on what that entails.
Well, basically, what that's going to entail is, as you had mentioned earlier, something of speaking things into fruition. So I'm going to... I'm going to give a little insight of what I'm expecting, what you know, inspires me. And it's really not so much about me. It's everything that I collect. It's just in this segment. So tune in, you know. It's going to get deep.
Okay. And we're still going to be doing some poetry, so you're going to get a double bubble on that day. Well, actually, it's like a double bubble every day, every Sunday. You're going to have some food and poetry. We have some praise and worship and poetry. Okay. That seems to be a theme with the Inspiration Factory. No matter what we do, we still going to praise him in poetry. And then the fourth Sunday, and I want y'all to bring your children, your neighbors, kids, any youth that has something relevant to say. Bring them through. This platform is for them to get some things off their chest, perchance, to maybe hear a piece of advice that might help them through the hurdles that these kids face today. You know, it hasn't been very plentiful with young folk calling through, but I don't care. I'm not changing this platform. I want them to know that in the event there's somewhere they can go, that they won't be judged by their deeds, they won't be judged by their thoughts, they can get it off their chest. We have to offer ourselves to these kids today, because the world surely isn't. The music they listen to, the TV they watch, everything is geared toward raising these kids with filth, greed, and perversion on their minds. They need somewhere that's going to teach them the Word of God. It's going to teach them the right way to handle situations or another way to handle situations. So it's going to be there. Whether a child calls or not, it's going to be there. And in the interim, grown folks are still welcome because it's going to be fresh ink poetry for the grown folks. It would be lovely if we could start writing some things to feed to the children. So if they call in, they don't want to speak, but they listen. Or in a replay, one of them may hear something. Let's pour our hearts back into our children, because they're the future. When we get old and decrepit, they're the ones that are going to be running things. They're the ones that are going to be dictating how you're going to be treated. So we might want to try to set things a little better, at least try to make things better. And for those months that have five Sundays, it's going to be open mic. So you no longer have an excuse for not being prepared, because it's going to be the same thing each Sunday. First Sunday, praise and worship. Second Sunday, cooking with Christ. Third Sunday, Alonzo's aspirations. Fourth Sunday, youth Sunday and fresh ink Sunday. And fifth Sunday, open mic. And that's all I got to say about that. But I'm looking forward to these changes. I think it's going to be some new and improved things. I'm just anxious to see where God's going to lead this. So keep coming, y'all, at 7 o'clock. Then you can get out of here in time to go do something else should you choose to. But we're still going to be here having choice, as Gina would call it. But welcome to the Revised Inspiration Factory. Now, my brother Alonzo, unless you have a piece that you would like to start the program off with.
Oh, sir, I would love to, but, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm just getting done with the convention, so I didn't even come prepared.
Okay. You know, I just didn't want to assume, but I do know that you've been tied up all weekend. I'm just grateful that you managed to free up enough time to get here this evening. So I'm not throwing you under the bus tonight. I'll save that for third Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Hold me to that one, that's for sure.
But I'm going to do a piece, and then we're going to play a song. Then we're going to come back in and talk a little bit, bust it up a little bit. But first, let me do a piece, and I have no idea why this one popped up for me to do, but this is what it's going to be. And this piece is called Who'da Thunk It? Mom, forgive me for that horrible English, but you understand I do have poetic liberty, So don't hit me in the back of my head, mama. That was an English major. She was on me about my English. Trust me. But I think I'm going to get away with this.
Indeed, indeed. And then, you know, with that being said, sir, the mic is yours, King.
Thank you, King. Who would have thunk that I would have lived through riots, shootouts, and seasons of depression that made a zombie out of me? Who would have thunk that I would live to see the moral and ethical and respect of a people practically destroyed? Elders, victims, children, and our youth now collateral damage of life as we know it. Who would have thunk that at almost 65, I would find myself and my puppy living in my car? Who would have thought I would live to see the day where the presence of God over my life felt distant, light years away? My God, why do you feel so far? Who would have thought that for the first time in my walk with God, I would truly feel fear? A time when he no longer, despite my failings, felt near. His presence, ever present, even when, truthfully, I didn't want him there, and yet he would still let me know he was willing to steer. Who would have thought that after all that he has rescued me from, kept me from, blessed me with, or loves me through, that I could find myself in this wretched state? Surely this cannot be what was predestined for me. This cannot be my fate. Ergo, if that is true, then something else is around the corner, and another truth is that God is able. So in the midst of all the pain, the fear, the uncertainty that may threaten to drown me in my present sea of despair, all the self-doubt, and these Satan-inspired thoughts that about me God no longer cares must be recognized as a snare set by that defeated prince of the air. Forgive me, Father, for allowing doubt to find a crack. Empower me again, Father, to command Satan to get back. Replace any and all doubt that once again your love, your long-suffering kindness has been proven to be a fact. Help me, Lord, to get my fire back. Who would have thought that after all you have done to and for me, that I could lose track of you and end up where I am? Who would have thought I would let circumstance overshadow the great I am? Poem.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That piece right there had me thinking even with the convention that I'm at right now. That's crazy that English has so many words, yet so many of them you can share when you just by listening to somebody else, you know, recite them. And I like this piece because it was how it opens up and it thanks God as far as like him showing you things after you even turned against him. And you didn't let him do what he was supposed to do. You know, just, God is good. You know, God is great. God is good. He allows us to go through our mistakes. He allows us, you know what I mean? Like, he allows us to go through our, that's not even mistakes, because at the moment we're thinking that it's an experience. a desire or something of that sort. You know what I mean? But he, as he says, he doesn't think like us. He thinks bigger than us. He thinks greater for us. We're thinking about that just that moment. And, you know, for him to allow us to go through that and still have his arms open at the end of the day for a bigger picture. Like, God is
that
great.
That in and of really itself is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what that piece got me thinking of, man. Yeah, I appreciate that. It really, like I said, really, it, even in convention, I'm thinking about the position that I played, you know, which is called the sergeant of the day, or the officer of the day, I mean. And it's basically just a, like an usher at the church. You know, he guides you to your seat, recognizes the dignitaries, runs around in the cut. But it's like he's, you know, while being an obedient servant, he has an important position. There's things that got to be done around the house to keep the operation going. Right? So it's
absolutely
that piece. I'm sorry, I apologize. I just piece was just a good piece. Yeah, it's just got me thinking everywhere.
That's okay. That ain't my doing. That's my daddy's doing. He helps me to write them, and then he does what he wants to do with them.
You know, I'm going to ask you my famous question now.
Yeah, I do. But you're supposed to stay asking other people, not me. I guess you didn't get that memo. Okay.
Oh no! I missed that one. I must have missed that email.
But you want to know who that was written to and where I was when I wrote it, as far as in my head.
Yes.
It was basically written to myself. I wrote it to myself, and like I said in the piece, I thank God, praise Him. I'm no longer there, but I was actually in my car, me and my doggie, my little puppy. We were living in my car. And I was just sitting there, I guess you could call it in the midst of a pity party. And it just started running through my head. How are you going to let the enemy get you into that state, because I was in a really dark place. I mean, it seemed like everything was coming to bear against me at one time, and I was close to the end of my rope. I was losing it. I'm a good actor. Nobody knew it because I can cover it up and put on a mask, but I was in a really dark place, and I got to thinking, how did you allow yourself to get here? God has been too good to you on too many occasions. He has pulled you from some things. He has saved you from some things. He has shown you that He is real. How in the world are you going to sit here, and just because things ain't rosy right now, you're going to sit there and lose faith on Him? Or act like He ain't still right there. Boy, if you don't get your behind up and act like you know. And then my pain got the right.
Not that faith. What would you suggest for somebody that's listening right now that you know that's in a dark place? Like, you feel like nobody's there listening, or you know what I mean, they don't know how to express. It's, you know what I mean, one way or another, they don't know how to express like you know how to express. But they express to you, what would you suggest? What kind of advice would you give them?
If it were someone who already knows and has a relationship with Christ, then I would tell them, slap themselves upside their head and remember what they already know. If you haven't gotten that spiritually mature yet, or if you don't know Christ, then my suggestion is to get to know Him. Read the Bible. Talk to other people that know Christ, because I'm trying to tell you, there is nothing that you can go through that he can't put a spin on and bring a smile to your face. I don't care how painful the situation might be. Let me tell you, I am the biggest wimp when it comes to pain to myself. I just had, well, it's been about a month now, every tooth pulled out my head at the same time, in one day. The only way I was able to do that was to tell the dentist he can't do it unless I can play my gospel music. So I sat there with my mouth open and him yanking teeth out my head with gospel playing, and I'm sitting there humming and gurgling the water, as you know how the water drains down your throat and whatever, and you got to suction it out. I'm going through all of that just humming and humming, and I got through that feeling fine. He's real. If you just open your eyes and look toward him, any depth that you're in, any filth that you've allowed yourself to be covered in, anything you think, well, I'm not worthy to go to him, or I'm not ready yet, that's nothing but a lie from the enemy. Look towards the hills from whence cometh your help. Y'all will hear me. If you've listened to this platform for any length of time, you've heard me say it 100 times. If you continue listening to this platform, you'll hear me say this 100 plus 100 more times. My go-to scriptures, Matthew 6:33. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I want you to look it up. But that is how I was able to snatch myself out of that sea of despair. You know, I ain't never been rich, but I've always managed to acquire some what I thought were nice things, to live somewhere that I thought was nice, to think that I was comfortable in life. Everything crashed down, and I found myself sleeping in my car with my dog. I thought, how low can I get? It can't get any worse. I was in a place that I had never been and will never return to again, because despite the efforts of the enemy trying to subliminally bring you down, plant things in your head, situations in your life to bring you away from the cross, that's just what it is. Tricks of the enemy trying to lure you away from your best life. Now, I like that saying, I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life right now because I'm worshiping God. I recognize my creator. I can't get no better than that. So, man, Satan, man, you better get to stepping. You gave it your best shot. I'm sorry. But my big brother and my liege and my Lord Jesus the Christ to put his foot all up in your gluteus maximus once, and that whooping he gave you is an eternal whooping. From now until the end of existence, you are beaten. And for those that know Christ, that have submitted their lives to the will of God, is also an eternal thing. So for until eternity is no more, anything you go through, God is with you and can bring you out of. So when you hit those little hurdles, instead of that pity party that I was slipping into, look at the other side. Lord, what is it that I'm going to learn from this? What is it that you're allowing me to go through this situation to empower me and strengthen me for in the future? God's not going to let you go through hills and hurdles and trials and tribulations and turmoil just because you deserve it. He's going to use it to purify you and to bring you through it even stronger with even more weapons to fight depression, to fight addiction, to fight lust, to fight avarice, to fight greed, to fight gammon, to fight anything the enemy or this world has to throw at you. You can beat it with just one word, calling upon the name of Jesus. Because at the name of Jesus, they must flee. And that means him and his little imps, them little turkeys he got following around behind him. Some of them are invisible, and some of them you look at every day when you go to work, when you go to the store or anything. But it's real. But so is he. And that's my answer.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Paul. I appreciate that.
I hadn't planned on doing all of that, but, you know, when you turn yourself over to God and you offer a platform to God, you know, just be prepared for whatever comes.
I already know. I'm already knowing. It just feels good when you empty yourself.
Yes, yes. Because when you empty yourself, you're emptying out all the filth. And when God fills you or refills you, it's nothing but goodness.
Yeah.
If you fall back and let the enemy fill you, you get more of what you just got emptied from. So you might want to think twice when you empty that thing. Be in a state of mind. Put on that armor of God they speak about in Ephesians. Chapter 6, start with verse 10, the armor of God, and just be ready for it. Because he's coming at you. Because the more God does for you, the stronger you become in Christ, the more he's going to come at you. But the beautiful thing is, the more he throw at you, the more weapons God's got to defeat him.
You know what I feel like we don't talk enough.
What's that?
I don't feel like we talk enough about the goodness of God. One, we do express. I'm not going to say we. Let me take that back. I'm speaking more towards myself. I also feel in order to know God, you got to know who the enemy is, too. And I'm not trying to worship or, glorify his name or nothing like that, but he's a real beast, you know what I mean? You got to know his you got to know his caliber, you know what I mean? He ain't no fly by night type of criminal. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people are just scared to get deep on that part. You know what I mean? We know the devil, but we don't know the devil. We know of him.
Right, right. Well, subliminally, we know him very well.
Right.
He's been the one that has caused so much of what's been wrong with us in our lives. We just haven't been able to recognize it for what it is.
Right.
You know, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. And what is First Sunday? Praise and worship. When we praise God, we worship him. Worshiping him and praising him also entails teaching about him. And in order to teach about God, we have to also teach about the enemy.
Yes.
So you're right in that. It's kind of scary if you don't know.
It is, because some people will take it to the max. You know what I mean? Five words and it's already a lawsuit, and this is really serious. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, this is really serious. I don't feel like people really understand who God is because they don't really understand who the devil is, you know what I mean? They just understand their experiences.
In order to understand light, you have to have some knowledge of dark.
Yes. And believe it or not, dark is here.
Yeah.
Because for a reason.
You remember? He said, let there be light.
Yes.
And there was light.
Yeah. It was there for a reason.
Yes. A reason and a season.
Yes, sir.
We have our moments of darkness. Got a bag? We have our moments of darkness for a reason. Huh. And the God I know, the only reason that we have that darkness is so that we can see the beauty in the light. We can
Amen.
See the power in the light. We can see the successes and the overcoming and the glory in that light. Yeah, we're going to talk about some things. First Sunday of the month, praise and worship.
Amen.
And yes, yes. Y'all, it's about to get popping up in here. This is the evolve. I don't want to say new and improved because the Inspiration Factory has always been a very important, powerful platform. So we're just making some changes. But the power and the importance of the Inspiration Factory shall never change from the moment of its creation with, who is that, Sister Taraji, For Real, Kimbrella, and some others. Forgive me for not remembering your names, but I'm seasoned in life, so I have an excuse. Notice how I call on that age card when it's convenient?
He said, I'm seasoned in life. Y'all heard that?
Yes. Yes. You know, we get seasoned. I'm not getting old. I'm getting more seasoned.
I heard that, though.
But we're going to, I see one of Epiphany's queens with her hand raised out here. And I see a 661 number. I'm not going to mention her name, but, you know, you can push one and raise your hand. I would love to hear from you. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, so I'm not going to mention any names. But anyway, what do you say we bring on this first caller?
I'm definitely game.
And that would happen to be, ladies and gentlemen, none other than Miss VIP.
Miss VIP.
Hello, Adrian.
Well, hello.
How
well,
do
hello,
you
do? I'm hanging
Good
in
evening,
there.
Good evening,
Miss
Adrian.
Good evening. I'm hanging in there.
You better.
Yeah.
We all know who you are, so you have no choice but to hang in there.
Okay.
Yeah, right. All right.
If we do, you... If we do it, you do it.
That's
what
right.
What do you think of the topic for
them? You know, it's a very good topic. You know, when I was in church, when I lived back in Philadelphia about 10 years ago, the pastor would always say, always start off with praise and worship. And it just makes things slide right along. It's easier because to start off thanking him and praising him for who he is and what he does for you and who he is in your life, you know. And then it's so much easier, and it really is.
Amen.
Amen.
It's an awesome way to set yourself up.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. No, what I was gonna say was, yeah. So, what how do you feel as far as like, okay, as you said, we was raised to praise him for what he's done for us. How do you feel about those that you know that say they know him, but you know they really don't, or as we were saying earlier, like how do you know him but don't know the devil? You know of the devil but don't really know the devil. You know he's bad but you don't know his work.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sort of. It's you know, I think everybody has to remember that Satan was an angel too at one point in time. So he more of a nose thing, you know what I'm saying? So we know too. So I think you have to be cognizant of the enemy at all times, and that's why we're given what we're given, you know, so that we can do some things. So, I guess that's how I'm with that.
Understandable. You know, the one thing I don't like about the enemy, he comes with all the sweets and the puffy stuff and the things that make it want to feel good. He don't come with the raw footage, you know, like so it's like you're blinded. How do you pay attention to those sweet tarts? You know, how do you pay attention to them lollipops and things like that?
You gotta pay attention to the word. You know, you have to read it and apply it for yourself, and then, you know, and act upon it. And then when the time comes, you'll be able to resist. You know, just call on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how.
I agree with you. Meditation is a must. I definitely agree with you. This is for somebody
study to show thyself approved. You have to study that word and store it in your heart. So in those times, you don't have to think about it and run back to the Bible to look for, I know there's something there for it. It's already in there, and it's just going to say, oh, that's right, this. And it's amazing how I'm finding it coming into practice more and more, where something to come up, I say, oh, there ain't nothing but the enemy. No, but I will caution you all. You have to steadily, constantly pray for discernment. This way, the ability to see to the heart of things. Because the enemy is good. He's real good.
Very good.
He's been practicing his deceit for thousands of years. So no matter how slick we think we are, believe me, he's been there, done that, and has improved it. So you have to pray for discernment so we can see him and recognize him for the snake that he is and don't allow him to trick us.
Okay. Or give you none of them cookies and cakes and stuff like that. Because, again, he ain't going to come showing rearing his ugly side. And when he do, it's already too late at that point. He's coming with the smiles, the Colgate. He's coming Halloween with all the goodies.
All those worldly things that you like, he's going to flash and shine in your face and just whet your appetite and have you drooling.
Okay. Come over here. Sit down for a second. Let me talk to you.
Hey, little girl, you want some candy? You know, he's that sick puppy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give you all the sugar, but don't tell you about the diabetes. It's going to kill you from all the sugar.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
He said that Pepsi going to taste really, really good right now, cold, because I know it's a hot day. But don't worry about that sugar. Yeah,
Man. He'll tell you some things,
but
he won't tell you the whole truth. So don't believe nothing that he says. That's why the Bible says, pray ceaselessly. And that doesn't mean you got to be on your knees, because we got to work, we got to eat, we got to live life. But in our actions, when we act according to the will of God, that's prayer. When we speak to another with kindness in the midst of being disrespected, that's prayer. We have to be that example of Christ. He's gone. He set the bar real high now. I ain't holding you. And I have not gotten even close to it, so I'm not trying to tell you it's easy. But I do know the more I try, the easier it gets.
Yes. It's because you're denying yourself. You're not holding on to the same baggage.
Because I know what I want. What I want is contrary. 90% of it is contrary to what he wants.
That part.
Next.
Miss
Mary Lee. Yeah.
Yeah, we talking to
the
married lady.
I'm sorry,
Sam.
What did you have for tonight?
Yeah, you cut off it. What's your... And that's how we heard.
That's the devil, baby. We can't have that. We got to... Look, all right.
He's trying, but he ain't going... Like, we already prayed. He ain't going to get it off. He's just showing it how ineffective he is.
Okay.
You know?
He's trying to tell us. He's trying to tell us I'm not connected. Right? Watch how connected I am. Keep playing with me.
So what you bring for us, Edge?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all ready for this thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
The mic is yours.
All right.
The mic is yours, queen.
Thank you. You're not just my savior. You're the true king, the Lord of everything. Thank you for being the author and finisher of my faith. As I tug on my days, I reflect on your word. You have not because you ask not. So I'm humbly asking for your healing touch. I've never asked for much, but I need your help, Father, more than I ever have. I am not able to fully comprehend that what I have may lead to my end. So I'll talk to you, wonderful counselor, my friend. I find myself in denial and shock and so sad I could cry. I don't want to lean on my own understanding because I'll end up in an abysmal landing. So, God, I need your help. My mind is in a state of confusion. I did nothing to precipitate this. But there's no delusion concerning the test result. And, Lord, you're the one I consult because I need you to help me handle what I've been given. Help me calm my thoughts so I can concentrate on you and think of things that are lovely, pure, honest, and true. No matter what, it will be your will. So I'll ask once and thank you in advance and just be still. And that's that piece.
That's it. Alonzo, I think you may be starting to see this in her. But this is the queen of the one-hitter quitters. She'll come in there and throw one, maybe a two-piece. Knock you right on out and step on out the ring.
Oh.
She brings the power each and every time. And watch this. What's the title of that piece, Adrian?
You know what? Help. I didn't know any way else to put it. I need help.
So many of her pieces are untitled. But when she goes in, they don't need no title. They don't need no title.
No.
That piece right there, though, it covers me.
That's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I think that piece right there was
I'm trying.
Something
that, I said, I'm trying. Man, am I trying.
Trying. You succeeding, baby. If you can spit pieces like that to share the word of God and encouragement and warnings, because that piece, you know, kind of alerted to the devil's ploys. It gave you the victory of calling on that name. You made yourself bare with that, transparent. You did it all with that piece. So
okay.
That ain't trying. You doing the dang thing.
I'm trying to. You know, from day one, I've always said that you've been a nourisher. Like, I can come from any angles, and just like you said, like the way you presented that, like I don't know, I could barely put the sentence together. I'm so anxious to ask my second question, but it's not who was you writing to, it's more of a where was you coming from. Like I could see a daughter, I could see the wifey, I could see, you know what I mean, like the sister.
Well, let's put it this way. I was writing from a place where that was in total bewilderment. Like, wow, me? You know, how these things happen to me, and I'm supposed to be the good girl, you know, or the good woman, the good daughter, the good grandma, good mom. And then, you know, then things happen, you know, when things happen. And I had to learn that bad things happen to good people, but you have to, I put in that piece, I can't lean on my own understanding, because if I do, I'm going in the water where the shark is. Woo! So,
okay.
I can't do that.
I mean, and you started the piece off with, you're my king, like, already given recognition. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah, like I can say, you're a nurturer, and I appreciate you. That piece right there was outstanding.
Oh, well, thank you.
Alonzo, we're going to get some sound effects up in here.
Where's my hand clap?
Yeah, you got
my hand clap.
You had to get them sound effects, because pieces like that deserve the fanfare that goes with it, the thumbs up, because not only
pieces
was
like
it,
that,
it was
heard near everybody.
Nice
house.
Listen
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
But it was important. It was relevant. And it was needed.
I'm not sure the idea of what we see, but just to feel it in a lifetime mm-hmm. would be just something different. You know what I mean? I know she has, like, an idea of what we see, but to feel the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
you got some hands up now.
And light
you got hands up. Ready to jump on the mic.
Okay. Yes, indeed. And in light of some of the things that I know that she's going through, to still have that trust and that hope and that faith in God helps to boost my faith. You know, it's not just by our experiences. You know, when God does something for us that we, you know, our faith is strengthened. But when you see someone else go through something or in the midst of something and you see their faith still strong, it helps to empower you as well. And Adrian, that's exactly what that piece was doing with me. Despite what you're going through and whatever, you're still at the forefront of the race, praising him, chasing him, following him, loving him, and believing in him. And man, that's what's going to make you successful in your trials and your hurdles.
Okay.
Yeah. God doesn't, he don't have no losers. We choose to become losers. He created us as victorious. As long as we stay on the track, we will be victorious. Amen. So I see victory for you. You ain't, you from Philly. You ain't no punk. You ain't letting nothing hold you back and keep you down. You're going to stand up and look and do what you got to do and send it back to where it came from.
Absolutely. I'm trying.
Ain't no trying to. We don't try. We do.
Okay.
We do.
All right.
The Bible says we speak life or death in the situation. So we speak in life into those situations.
Absolutely.
I know that you are still and will remain in my prayers, Queen. I love my sister.
Thank you so
one
much.
Half of the, one half of the dynamic duo. Speaking of which,
yep.
What y'all got going on?
Well, the dynamic duo, as you put it, we're on hiatus for a little while.
Really?
And it's to be determined.
Don't copy it after
we're
me.
We're on hiatus for a little while. Not as long as you. But, I mean, well, a little longer than your hiatus, but when we come back, we're coming back strong.
I know that's right. So let them know what your program is about. Just tease them. Wet their tongue a little bit so that way they know what they got to keep their ears open for.
Well, our topics are never suitable for work, if you get the drift. But we do have fun, and we have great music and great poetry. But we, you know, we have serious discussion, too. And I think, you know, that's where we're going to be headed hopefully soon. So y'all just stay tuned.
I was the erotic love zone, you know, and, you know, they're all facets of our lives. And they all need to be discussed, there, you know, because there may be confusion in some, one area or another. And with Tiffany, every night of the week, there's something that's going to enlighten you or help you in one of those areas of life. And this is one of them. You might learn some things that you didn't know. You might learn some behaviors that you have that you thought were okay that really aren't. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, keep your ears open for when they return. You don't want to miss it. Trust and believe. The Rider Club is on with La Perla Negra and Miss VIP. All brought to you by Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Thank you so much, Adrian, for coming through. Philly, Philly.
Always.
Even if you are in Florida.
God bless you both.
You might take some people out of Philly, but you can never take the Philly out of people.
Okay.
Right. Right. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic, queen. God bless you. Oh, man. That woman right there, man, I'm telling you, she comes through, like I said, with them one-hitter quitters.
Okay.
She spent some power in a short period of time. But, you know, that really shows a connection to what it is you're trying to say, as well as a mastery of the English language, the art of communicating.
Yeah.
Get something real deep out in a short period of time so that you, you know, you really are passionate or attached to what it is that you're saying. Every piece I've ever heard her say has been just like that. With that being said, let me see what time it is. I got to remember we did start early. 7, 8, okay. Okay, I'm going to bring on the next caller because it's 8:49. 9 o'clock is when we go into the overtime thing. So I'm going to bring on the next caller, and then I'm going to play a song. But before we do that, we're going to bring on the next caller. So that's area code 506. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, it's Lady A.
Hello.
Lady.
Coming from across the waters of Canada, we have Lady A.
Yes. Not too bad. How are you?
I'm wonderful today. I am wonderful.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's all good to say that. That's all good to say that. Because for a while there, I wasn't able to say that.
I don't know what to read for you tonight. I'm trying to figure it out, but I had a patient when I was working who worked in palliative care quite a bit, and there's a poem about this particular patient that I would like to read, if it's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it is called Unspeakable. She is grief.
This is yours,
please. Okay, thank you. She is grief cloaked with the unspeakable, like an apparition traveling earth, lost without purpose or desire, existing each day loathing her worth. Her eyes told the story, empty, aimless, depleted, like the great wall, mile after mile of endless stone, unable to pierce the suit of armor. Yet, grief stands. She's not defeated. Decades have been swallowed, now extinct. A shadow looms near. It beckons her to sleep. Fearless, she faces the reaper, relieved. Come nearer. grief pleads. Unspeakable sorrow visited that night when flames licked the sky. She could not save the five she loved. Her children perished. They all died. And grief has left the world behind. Peace is now her name. Joy is upon her face. She has her children in her arms. For all eternity, they'll embrace. End poem.
Wow. That was a beautiful piece. The imagery that you bring forth with your writing is just phenomenal.
Thank you.
And it's refreshing to see that out of something as sorrowful and painful as having your children perish in a fire, to still bring the joy aspect to it.
This is a true story, and this was a patient that I had, and I remember having conversations with her. She had nobody. She had no one in the whole world. There was nobody left in her life, and so we were it for her. And she was a lovely elderly woman. I say elderly, it was probably mid-70s. And she was in her 30s when she lost her children in this fire. And so we talked quite a bit about how she was, how she survived, and what helped her survive. And he told me that once she was well enough, she started to volunteer in her community and giving back to others, and that's how she survived. So anyhow, I said, you know, one day, you know, we talked frankly about her dying, because she was dying, and I said, when your time comes, when you die, I said, they're all going to be waiting for you. And I said, it'll be a day of rejoicing when you'll be reunited with your babies. And the night that she died, I was working in another part of the unit, and I went into her room, and I've never seen it before, and I probably will never see it again in my life. But she was in her bed. She had already passed away, but she had this glow. She was glowing, and her face looked as though she was young again. And I burst out crying because she had this very slight smile on her face. And the whole feeling of it, I knew immediately that she was with her kids at that moment. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen as a nurse, as a human being, really. And it was just a really... I had so many confirmations of the afterlife when I worked there, and this was one of them. And it was just a real, just knew that finally she was with her kids again. It was just wonderful.
That's a beautiful experience.
Lady, how long have you known her?
Well, she was just a patient of mine. She was with us for probably, I'm going to say about 3 months.
3 months. It is amazing how you can, as Paul said earlier in the imagery, it is amazing how you characterized her. You know what I mean? Like, I got a full image of her. To me, she, from day one, you've always wrote pieces on women, like you've always been like a supporter. And in this piece, it felt like she was a real truth, you know, like, in her own way.
Yes.
And
yeah.
It's amazing how you write your piece and bring back character. You know,
thank
I mean,
you
like,
very
no,
much.
I don't know about Adam Eve. So that was a nice. That was an amazing piece.
Thank you so much.
That piece, Lady A, brought a couple of thoughts to my mind. One was, in my neighborhood, I there was a fire, and they brought three of the children and the mother out dead. And the father was still alive. And that peace right there brought that back to mind. That it's a beautiful thing that at the end of the pain and suffering of losing that child, that description you gave of when she met them again.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a beautiful piece, and it touched me in a lot of things that I had seen. Because I worked for like 16 years with geriatrics.
Oh, okay.
Well. So I know exactly what you're saying. Like, you know, when you've had death experiences, and you get a glimmer of the afterlife through some of your patients.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah. That was something that I found was really wonderful about my working where I worked, because it just, it's like, not that you were a doubting Thomas, but it just confirmed your beliefs, because you saw it. I saw it. You could, you know, it was fantastic.
Yeah. You can see someone with cancer, and their life while you were caring for them, they're in pain constantly. But when they go, you see such a peace upon their face.
Yep.
You know that there's an afterlife. You know, there's many. That's why that piece really resonated with me, because I've been in that field for quite some time. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And I don't know, so this is not anything that's biblical, but I would like to think that sometimes God lets people hear some of the things that are written about that their effect on us here. And
yeah.
That would be such a feather in that woman's cap to let her know that she affected people the way she did just by her pain.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It was amazing, really. Yeah.
Yeah. God don't make no mistakes. But things that we look at and we don't understand, and we find them to be heinous or whatever the case may be, there's such a beauty and empowerment in those painful areas that we just often don't see.
Yeah.
And that piece right there shows some of the love and the joy in the midst of something that is just like unspeakably painful and horrific.
Yeah. I can feel myself sitting at her bedside and holding her hand and having these chats that we would have, and it was just affording her peacefulness as well, but she gave me peace too. And you know, we can gather that from everybody that we touch in some way or another, and I think that's the great thing about life, you know. Yeah. Thank you for allowing me to read that.
Oh, thank you for bringing
thank
that.
You. Thank you.
It meant a lot to me to hear that piece, and I'm sure that there's quite a few others. I'm going to have to play the archives, the replay of the recording of this for a friend of mine's mother. This woman, I don't know how she still is sane. She has buried all five of her children over the years. Every child she ever gave birth to, she's buried. And the last one was just like 4 months ago.
Wow.
And, I don't know how she's still sane. I would have lost my mind.
Yeah.
You know, it goes just that, you know, God is good and there's a purpose for things. But I wanted to hear that piece. I think that would really bring some.
That's wonderful. I hope to hear back from you and see what her response was when you read it to her, played it for her.
I definitely will. I will definitely let you know. Thank you so much for that. We're going to get ready to go play a song that I wanted folks to hear. Well, or maybe I wanted me to hear it, whichever the case may be. But, oh, my goodness, thank you so much for that piece, Lady S.
Thank you.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. That piece right there, Alonzo. Wow.
Really dope.
I couldn't imagine. I got a little burn on my leg from when I was a child. I know how that hurts. So I can't even imagine what would go through a child's mind as they're burning to death. I couldn't imagine what would go through a parent's mind when they think about what their child went through. But at the end, she said that the peace that was upon that woman's face, she actually glowed. That ain't nothing but the arms of God wrapped around her, welcoming into her heavenly reward. You can't tell me there's no such thing as heaven. There's no such thing as a God. He shows himself if we're just willing to look and see. Let me see. Yeah, we got a few. Oh, it's already past the 9 o'clock hour, so. Hang on in there, folks. I'm going to play a song, then we're going to come in, and we'll see what we do from there. But I'm going to hear this song right here.
want this to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way. Have your way. That's something that we really need to do a little bit more of. Sit back and let God have his way. Hindsight is one of them things. It's a blessing, but, it pisses me off sometimes to keep it real. Because in hindsight, I could see how God was trying to bring me through something, to prevent me from something. But me being me, I had to do it my way, and it turned out not so good. Or that little small voice inside of you telling you what you should or shouldn't do, and you don't do it, and you end up regretting it. And then in hindsight, you say, well, I knew I should have followed my first mind. Well, yeah, you should have. But that's the way things are. That's the way things are. Discernment is something I speak about frequently. About we need to pray for discernment so that we know that we know that we know that this is the word of God, the unctions of God that's guiding us or urging us to do things. And it's important because the enemy tries to trip you up too. When you stay prayed up and you stay studied. His own game. The enemy tries so many ways. You know, God bless the dead. A young lady who told me that I was her uncle and she was my niece. That now
past it. She always told me that God will take that that you hold most dear, get your attention if he has to. He's a jealous God, but he's a fair God. He's a loving God. He's a forgiving God. Say what you want. You know, he gives us free will, so he allows us to make our choices. He might drop a little hint here or there as to when you're going the wrong way. He'll drop a little hint for you, but if you don't take heed to it, you get what you ask for. So discernment is very special. I truly believe that God has a sense of humor, because sometimes some of the things that I say to him, or some of the things that I experience, I know he's got a sense of humor. But I am quick to look up to him, and I still, what's that actor's name? Denzel Washington, one of his movies. He told him to explain it to him like he was a five-year-old. I look at God, Lord, you got to explain this one to me like I'm a five-year-old, because I really need to know that it's you bringing this to my attention, or that it's you urging me or leading me in a certain direction. I don't want me to decide, because I know I mess things up. Lord, explain it to me like I'm an infant. Tell me that 1 + 1 = 2. Please, Lord. And he does. Yeah. He'll meet you where you are to ensure that you get what you ask for. Closed mouth, don't get fed. So if you know that you are not as strong as you would like to be in a certain area of your walk, he's the ultimate teacher. He's the ultimate physician. He's the ultimate parent. And all of them want nothing but the best for you. But you have to ask. You can't get mad at him if you don't. Would you agree with me on that, Alonzo? I got this. Gene ain't here, but I guess I got the preaching. I forgot I got help with this show. I don't have to say everything. But sometimes something hits me as ringing so important that, I have a black belt in mouth karate. Sometimes my mouth gets going, but when I start talking about the goodness of God, the mercies of God, and I can go on and on and on, just from what he's done for me and prevented me from doing to myself over the years. And I'm sure we all have some similar experience, where you know there was nothing but the hand of God that stopped you from doing something or brought you through something. And it's moments like that that strengthen your faith when you recognize it for what it is. Or is it just a coincidence?
Yeah. I apologize.
Okay, so mute it again.
I should be on mute. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Sure can. Yes.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
Okay. We can hear you. But I was saying, recognize all those things that, well, to me are
obviously the hand of God in our lives, as being just that, the hand of God? Or do you think it's just a coincidence that some of those things happen that way? Personally, I don't believe in coincidences. Things happen for a reason, for their season. And God's glory and your betterment is the reason. All those crazy things we've gone through, whether it was something unfair cast upon us or a poor choice that we've made that brought certain things into fruition into our lives, God allows it to happen for His glory and our betterment. Because through that purification process, if we keep our eyes on Him,
everything comes
out better. Yes. Even stronger, even purer. There is no mistake with God. We're the ones who brought mistakes into existence. We're the ones who brought all this insanity into existence. I dare not question God. And to a degree, I understand why He did that. But I just wonder sometimes why He gave us free will when He knew what we were going to do with it. But, you know, I also know He doesn't want robots. Sure, He could have programmed us to just follow what we're doing, what He wants us to do. He could have programmed us that way. But He didn't. He gave us the choice to grow to love Him because of what He done for us in our lives. He gave us the choice to love Him for what He did for us. I still can't believe that He left the perfection of and paradise of heaven to be born as a mortal human. To go through what He went through. With His perfect sinless self, to allow Himself to come down here where there's disease and pestilence and violence and all of that, to be spit upon, to be humiliated, to be demeaned, to be beaten horrifically and hung upon a cross, nailed to a cross till He died when He had never done anything wrong. He allowed Him. He chose to come down from heaven for me, for you, for all of you. That's a love that my mind can't even fathom. But that's the love of God that He has for each and every one of us. The best papa you'll ever get. It's the best parent you'll ever get. Because God never said whether He was a male or a female. He said, I am that I am. And I think that He's probably above gender and His perfection. But if you don't know the God that I'm speaking about, as long as I'm going out of order and I'm doing the public service announcement now because it just hit me to do it. But if you don't know that God that I've been talking about this whole show, that I've been bragging about and just praising because of what He's done for me and so many people, give me a call or hit me up on Facebook. Hit my brother Alonzo up on Facebook. We'll share with you what we know. And it will probably spark some memories of your own life experience. parents were. Now you'll realize that was the hand of God with you all the time. When you thought you were alone and it's drowning in the sea of despair, and you saw that whatever passed you by that you didn't grab on, that was God. You'll start seeing how he had his hand in your life, your whole life. All you have to do is call out to him and ask for him. That's all he wants. Just like any parent with a child. You want the very best for your child. You want your child to return the love that you have for them. And even in the midst of them not loving you, you still love them. Because they are a part of you. Kind of the same way. I thank everybody for hanging out with me as long as they did. Let me see something real quick. We had a little technical difficulties getting started. But I want you all to remember, 7 o'clock is the new start time now. Not 9 o'clock anymore. 7 o'clock is when we're going to start. First Sunday of the month is praise and worship poetry. The second Sunday of the month is cooking with Christ. The third Sunday of the month is Alonzo's Aspirations. And the fourth Sunday is Youth Sunday for the young folk / Fresh Ink for the grown folk. And if any month that has 5 Sundays, it will be open mic. I'm kind of anxious to see how this goes. I have a feeling it's going to go pretty good. But I see another hand raised. So before we go into any more of the closing out segment, what say you that we open the mic for area code 210? What they have to say. 210, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, good evening. This is Kimbrella Renee. How are you?
Kimbrella, a.k.a. the hurricane. The storm is in the house. What's going on, Kimbrella? How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to make sure I came through. It's a nice, peaceful Sunday. I love, the word that you just dropped on us. That was a mouthful. What you were saying about people going into, sometimes you wonder why he gave us free will, what he knew he was going to do. But like you said, it's to watch us grow in love with him.
Yes.
Because when you grow, there's a bigger piece to what you're able to see, a bigger experience, rather than just forcing things to happen. You learn so many different things. There's a bigger palette of growth when you allow it the way God has so graciously allowed it to happen with us. And I can only imagine how hard it is for him to watch us go through what we go through when, all we have to do is submit. But, there's life experiences being down here in this world. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And so we come in contact with people, places, and things that don't feel natural to us, and sometimes it throws us off course. But it's also a beautiful journey to watch us go through what we go through and give back to who we originally are, which are his people.
Yes, absolutely. And it's amazing, after going through some of those situations, the power that you can share with someone else.
Right, the testimony. Yep, the testimony.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, if you look in the Bible, Kimbrella, the majority of the more popular or the more spoken about figures in the Bible all have some stuff with them.
Oh, absolutely.
Murderers, whoremongers.
We could talk about again. Peter. Peter cut you. He cut you quick now, So
okay.
But that should speak something to us. It should speak something to us in a way of watch what God can do with these people. It should speak something to us that no matter who puts their mouth on you, if God chose you, you are chosen, period. Ain't nothing nobody can do about it or say about it.
And more importantly, or equally as important, is you're not so far gone that he cannot use you for great, powerful
purposes. That's right. That's right.
Nothing irks me more than to hear people say, well, I have to get myself together before I can go to church. What are you talking about?
You know, I used to be one of those
people. I don't want you walking in there healthy.
You know, Paul, I used to be one of those people. I can't even lie. I used to be one of those people. I really did. And then just now, even with where I'm at now in life, my spiritual walk, I still at times have to have a moment with him because I say, well, why me? You know, I just made this bad decision over here. Or I just did this last week. And he's like, why not you? That's why it's more believable. You know, why not you? You know, so I used to be one of those people that thought I had to be 100% clean, you know, to come before God. But when you're the filthiest, that's when you really should stand before God. That's when you need him the most.
Yes. That's when he wants you to come to him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And like I was saying earlier, there is no muck and mire too filthy that he won't stick his Teflon hands into to bring you out.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Talk about it. Talk about it.
I've been to some depths, some of which I've shared with you guys, some of them I'll take to my grave with me. But he's brought me out of them. You know,
yeah.
And, you know, to a degree, I'm with you as well, Kimbrella. I'm thinking God could not love somebody after what I did. No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
But yep.
Unless he chooses to add you to that woe-begotten list of those that he calls reprobate. Until he does that, there's nothing you can do, nothing that you can say that's too great for him not to love you through it and love you back.
That's right. That's right.
We tend to try to put limits on somebody that's limitless.
Yeah, we put human qualities on God. You know, we put our human qualities on him, and he's nothing like us. Thank God he's nothing like us.
Thank God for that.
Just like
you ain't lying about that.
Ooh. If he was
could
like us,
imagine?
We'd be in trouble.
Okay. If he was like us, there wouldn't be no earth left. There wouldn't be nothing left.
I'm trying to tell you,
the way
he's
trying
job
to
with us.
Destroy everything now.
Mm-hmm. He'd have been done with us. Chapter 1, the Genesis would have been one page.
The Genesis and Revelations all in one.
All in one page. He'd have been done with us.
Okay. Yes. Thank God he is not.
Amen.
I can't understand why he hadn't washed his hands of us. But once again, thank God he's above human thoughts. Human
yep.
Ideologies and isms, all of that.
You know, and I look at the experience that his son, Jesus Christ, had. That's a lot of the reason why he has not washed our hands with us. It was God's way to walk the earth as a human through his son.
Yes.
To have that experience and see what it's like to deal with the temptation and the turmoil and the heartache and the, you know, that is the reason why we are still here through, you know, the sacrifice of his son, because had it not been for him, you know, yeah, we definitely would be out of here.
I mean, they were doing sacrifices that would forgive you for your sin for a year and all these little temporary things. Because
yes.
There was nothing perfect enough to absorb all of the sin, past, present, and future, and nullify it. Make it disappear as if it never existed.
Mm-hmm.
Him coming here and going through that out of love to dispel all of that. And I don't even want to think. I can just imagine the amount of stuff in my closet or in my walk thus far
Yeah,
and we
no,
can know all the people on the world, all the people that have been here, and all of their stuff, man, look here.
It's magnificent, you know, it's magnificent to understand and know the story, because to think about Jesus Christ and what he had to go through, knowingly someone sitting right next to you, someone sitting right next to you who you hold so near and dear to your heart, was going to cost you your life, and still in his last moment he asked for forgiveness for those people. You know how anointed you have to be in your hour of death. You see death coming right in front of your face, and you are asking God in your moment to forgive these people so they know not what they do. You know how powerful, man.
Come on,
man.
Yeah, that's
a whole mouthful right
there. Yes. When you think about how much we do know about the magnificence and the greatness of God, that's just the tip of the iceberg, too.
Yes.
What is God? We can't even fathom all that he is. So, I mean,
no.
I'm not rushing the process, Lord. I'm not rushing it, okay?
No, me neither.
I'm looking forward to that glorified body when I can see him and actually talk face to face with him and interact with him. You know, then a lot of more things will be revealed to us. But like I said,
absolutely,
I'm not rushing it, you know.
Me neither.
I still got some work to do down here, Pop, you know, okay?
I hear you.
I would tell somebody quick and in a hurry. When at times somebody says something threatening to you, I'm going to say, man, there's nothing you can do. If they killed me, the only thing you're doing is doing me a favor, because you're sending me to heaven quicker.
Listen, you can lock my body, but you'll never trap my mind and spirit. I'm telling you.
That's right. Because that God already has. So you can't do nothing to me.
That's right.
That brought so much life and reality to that one scripture that said, that talks about how death has lost its sting.
Come on now.
I understand that.
Come on. Yeah.
Because as young, especially when I saw my first corpse at the first funeral, that thing scared the daylights out of me. That's something I didn't want no part of.
Yeah, because we don't know. We don't understand.
Yeah, but guess what? Like I said, I'm not rushing it. But if it happens a second from now, I'm blessed.
Amen.
I have been blessed to have someone in my life that shared with me how to go about beginning a relationship with God. And once you have that relationship with him, once you've given yourself over to him and you are his, it's a done deal.
I'm telling you. Try to run, because I have tried to run. Lord knows I have tried to run. But
shout out his wings a little bit better than yours, huh?
Oh yeah. He let me know quite a few times. Like, he sat there like, I'll wait.
Okay.
I'll wait.
When you get tired of bumping your head against that brick wall, you'll come back and see me.
Yep.
Bro, I hope you're going to let some of these listeners know how God has blessed you with your gift and share some with
them. Oh, absolutely. I must. Yeah, I have to talk about how good it feels to be loved by him. So when you're ready, I will definitely share.
Oh, well, I'm going to shut up right, not now, but right now. The mic is yours.
All right. It feels so good to be loved by you. It makes me feel so foolish on how I used to run ahead of you, around you, away from you, whenever you would call me. See, I'm stubborn that way. But you already knew that, yet still you gave me free will. No manipulation, no condemnation, just embracing this journey here, right here, here where many would fear to bear it all, to bear witness to the most raw and unflattering images that would never make the cut to become a selfie before the filter could see. That's where you were glorious enough to start with. Right in the middle of what some had written off and labeled a mess, you branded me your testimony, your work of art. Never a project, just a vessel to profess in journal steps that stuttered, filled mental hallways with clutter along with the clumsy cadence that came with falling into puddles and quicksand as I traversed through this foreign land, experiencing what is and what isn't. And many times I've fallen, cracked my shell, demanded your heaven while I was full of my hell, felt defeated in every atom and cell of my body. I cried bodies of water and watched them pour perseverance into my parched perception, praying greener grass would grow. Each molecule holding a reflection of scenes where I almost gave up, almost gave into the waves that wanted to wash me away. Almost believed in the winds that rose from the rows of lungs and throats, inhaling smoke and then blowing the toxins on my name. I'd be a liar if I told you that it didn't burn a little. I'd be a liar if I told you that returning the same fury and flame didn't whisper a little into my darkness, but there was something, something, something about the way you moved in my solitude that held me closer than teeth and tongue when enunciating words with pH sound. It was there that I experienced the in-to-me scene of you, waiting for me patiently, purposefully, power, polish, and position in the clear of my ego, so ain't no tripping here, just walls falling and layers stripping here, and it feels so good to be loved by you. Because that is where the best of me begins, right at the altar of what you offer, with nothing and no one worth the barter. Sometimes I read these scenes and my mind begins seeking departure, and I have to be reminded of how you are the best-selling author, no matter who or what tries to alter that truth. So whenever they hear me or read me, you will always get your shine. You will always get your time, for it is the very reason you get the time. And it feels so good to be chosen by you. In peace.
Y'all see what I'm talking about? Alonzo, we need them sound effects for this. I mean, I've been such a fan of your pen since the first piece that I heard you do, because you put your soul, your heart into everything that you write. If you don't, you're a heck of an actor, actress. I can feel your desires, your aspirations, your joys and victories through your pieces. God truly uses you. And that piece right there is so relevant today. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You know, I'm going to just tell you this. This piece I chose specifically because it really reminds me of when God takes your pen. When I initially wrote the piece, it was going to be a romance, a love piece. But on a higher level, it was going to be on, you know, more of a, you know, earthly level. But he was like, no, that's not what we're doing today. So I said, all right, I ain't going
to
argue now.
Level. He took that one to the agape love level.
Yeah, I said, I ain't going to argue with you. Do with me as you will.
Okay.
I am not going to argue.
Alonzo, I know you want to chime in on this.
A little bit. It's really deep, though. You know what I mean? Like, when don't want to ruin it. You know what I mean?
It's hard to hear you, Lonzo.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Yeah,
you
hear
me?
You a little better now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I don't know what's going on with the mic. I was just saying though, like this, it just got deep, so I didn't want to put my two cents in too soon. You know what I mean? Like, this is really good piece. This is a good conversation.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
See, that's what happens when you ask Daddy to come in and to kind of lead things.
That's right.
He comes in and has his way. He'll come in and have his way, and you'll be scratching your head. Wow, that was an awesome thing. How did I know that?
Way before you get going. While you're doing your thing, he's already been doing his thing. And when you tune in, it's like, what was I doing before? You know what I mean? Why was I doing
that?
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's just so many awesomeness with him. I can't understand how people just don't flock to him.
Lack of knowledge.
Well, you know what it is? You gotta give everybody the same grace and mercy that you would give him. Because once upon a time, you know, I'm sure people looked at us and said the same thing.
I know.
You're right.
Yep. Yeah.
And we all grow at different speeds, but once you get there and you've been the recipient of his love and experienced it and to know what he has done for you in your life, it's just like you want it for everybody so bad you just can't understand how they don't get it. But like you said, that was once me.
Yes. And sometimes, you know, listen, now, I'm going to just go ahead and say some days it still me. Because, you know, he ain't done with me yet now. He is not done with me yet. There's still some work that needs to be done. So some days I still have to, you know, be reminded of, you know, look what I've done with you. Because I start tripping and, oh, you know, I don't have this and I don't have that. And he's looking at me, but look at everything that I've already done, you know.
Yeah. You know, you're so right with that. You are so right. In spite of everything that he has done and that you know that he has blessed you through so many things, and something pop up, and the first thing you do is, like you said earlier, why me? Or, you know, when he's been there and has done that for you before, what makes you think he's going to stop now?
Exactly. Well, I mean, you know, I had to laugh at myself just this week. It just happened this week to me. Mm. You know, and it'll be no sooner than I minister to somebody else. I get off the phone and he's testing me on the very thing that I just ministered to somebody else. And, you know, I almost get in my feelings and start falling out. He was like, now, didn't you just give this person a word on this? You know?
Physician, heal thyself.
Yes. He's like, now, you going to fall out over the same thing you just gave to so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that say about your faith?
Okay. I think it was Paul.
Yep.
It was called the Pharisees hypocrites. Because they get out there, you know, and know the law forward and backward, but yet their mama home starving to death, and they out there doing this, you know.
Yeah.
You know the law,
but you know,
and live the law.
You know what? Yeah, you know what it is, Paul. It's that great equation: knowledge, wisdom, understanding. They know it, but do they apply it so they can understand it? That's the difference.
Big difference, yes. I tell people a lot of times there's a big difference between being intelligent and being wise.
Mm-hmm.
Being intelligent, you got all that information at your command. You know a lot of stuff. But if you're not utilizing it in a beneficial way, then you're not wise.
That's right. You have to apply it. You have to apply the knowledge to see it through. Because, you know, other than that, it's just pure memory. And anybody, you know, listen, the devil knows scriptures now, okay?
Ooh,
so we can't get caught up in that. Now, you know, he can rattle off scripture like it ain't no tomorrow, but do you understand it? Can you break that thing down to a baby so that a baby can understand?
Yes.
You heard me earlier. I look at him tonight. Lord, you got to explain that to me like I'm a 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been on my spiritual journey for quite some time now, and I've made some advances. But there's
times.
I still need to go back to the milk.
That's right. And that's right. And ain't no shame in that. There's no shame in that.
Mm-hmm. Especially now I ain't got no teeth because I can't eat no meat, so I got to go back to the milk.
Paul, you a mess. Paul, you a mess.
Look, nobody said being a Christian had to be boring. You can have a blast. I have so much fun.
Listen. Yeah. Don't let these people fool you with this image that they're trying to put on, that once you get under God's wing that, you know, you become this lifeless, you know, nonsense of humor. That is so far from the truth. God is the best comedian of all, okay? He has a real great sense of humor.
Yes, he does. Does he? Yes, he does. So I don't want nobody to be afraid of him. Respect him, yes.
Yes, reverence.
Yes. You don't have to fear him. Love him. Allow him to love you. Allow him to love you. He's going to love you whether you want to or not. But allow his love to come into you. Feel his love. And that fear will disappear quicker than an ice cube in a volcano.
I'm telling you. Oh, man. I'm glad I came because I needed it. I needed to have this exchange with you and Alonzo and with God. I needed to have that exchange. You know, it's a journey. It's a beautiful journey, but, you know, you need to exchange to remember your why and remember his why.
Yes. Yes.
Proverbs.
That's why it's important to fellowship. There you go, Alonzo. Iron sharpened iron. That's right.
Amen.
That fellowship. And the same time that I give to, you know, the guys at the bar that I work at and whatever else, I can give to him or to other Christians. Because they're what's going to keep those things that you know fresh in your mind, fresh in your heart, fresh in your day-to-day living. We can't do it all by ourselves, you know. That old African adage is so correct, and it's biblical, even though it's not in the Bible, that it takes an entire village to raise each and every child. It takes all of us to get each one of us through.
You know, it kind of reminded me of earlier when we were talking about how people really, or they know God, but they don't know the devil. You know what I mean? Like, they know that he's bad, but they don't prepare for his antics. You know what I mean? You might point the stuff out, but it's not like you really prepare for most. I would say most people don't prepare for the devil. They just already assume that once they got a relationship with God, they're protected. And there is nothing.
Right. No, and there's work. That's the beginning. There's more work, like you said, the preparation. Because how can you fight something if you don't even know what it looks like? There's no way for you to fight. There's no way for you to win a battle when you can't even recognize who the enemy is.
Okay. That part. And if you have the lack of knowledge and you're gaining knowledge off of your own self-righteousness, then you're fighting the enemy within. And you're not fighting the right enemy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll continue to fall for the same tricks over and over and over again. I remember that part of my life. Oh, my God. I mean, he didn't even change his stuff up. And I would be falling for that. I'm like, didn't I just go through this last week? Why am I still responding the same way, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. He is just so wonderful. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm forgetting that I started early. I'm thinking I got plenty of time. I got 9 minutes before that fat lady going to kick us off the air. I am so grateful you came through this evening. I'm grateful that all of you callers came.
everybody.
This is the type of thing that confirms my love for the Inspiration Factory. And no matter what, this is why I ain't going nowhere. For real, gonna have to pry my old behind away from the wheels. I ain't giving up. I'm not giving it up. You gonna see two senior citizens out in the Walmart parking lot fighting over this.
So,
oxygen and everything. Thank you for coming through, Kimberly. God bless you, Queen. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes,
Queen. Much love. Thank you. One love, one mic.
I can't even talk right now. I can't even talk. But Alonzo, before we do get kicked off, would you give the listeners the weekly rundown for Epiphany, please?
Oh, man. You know, I was expecting you to hit me with the woo-wop, and he did.
And you didn't prepare yourself, knowing that it was coming.
It wasn't that I didn't prepare myself. It was just the question was supposed to be asked 30 minutes ago, and when I went, it's not you, it's definitely all me, so give me a second to actually access this information, and that way I don't give you guys false advertisement. That's not what I want to practice on. Yeah.
And I want you all to remember that, this VIP told us that the Erotic Love Zone is on a hiatus. But don't give up on it. Keep listening to when they're coming back, because y'all want to hear that. They get it in down there. But then again, every night of the week, Epiphany gets it in. Whatever your tastes are, whatever your flares are in life, Epiphany got something for you. You know, if you got something on your chest you just want to say, to get off, you know, to vent a little bit, we got one of them. If you got something that you want to praise God about, we got one of them. If you want to talk about that beautiful thing that God gave us called a libido, got something for that too. Man, God ain't no joke.
Okay.
We got?
Well, I did pull up the information, so let me go ahead and give this to you guys real quick. On your Sundays, you have us, Mr. Divine Inspiration himself, and me, Mr. Alonzo, here on your Sunday shows, which is the Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, which presents the Inspiration Factory. On Monday, you have your Kings and Queens Quarters. Tuesday, we have the War Council. On Wednesday, we have the Erotic Love Zone. Thursdays, it's called the Get Down. On Friday, we have the Renaissance Poetry. Saturday is the Just the Jay and Gina Storm Show. Excuse me. And again, back to Sunday, goes right back to us. And as you heard earlier, we had made some adjustments, so it's not the same old time, but it is the same old channel. We have moved a couple hours, an hour earlier. So it will be 4 o'clock on the West Coast.
Yeah, we came out 2 hours.
Say it again? 2 hours.
We came
out
2 hours.
Okay, 2 hours.
7 o'clock now instead of 9 o'clock.
Okay. So 4 o'clock. Yes, 4 o'clock on the West Coast is 7 o'clock on the East Coast.
Yeah. But the number's still the same, 319-527-6300. Man, let me tell you will not be upset if you dial that number.
Okay.
And thank you for that, Alonzo. So I thank everybody. Oh, absolutely. That's what we do. You know, it's all about family and love up in this piece, you know. everyone that calls in here is part of the family. Those that want to call in and cancel for whatever reasons, they're still part of the family. It's just us coming together, doing God's will, learning God's will, hearing the experiences of others, of God's people, and sometimes recognizing that that thing that I was going through ain't quite so bad because that person over there is twice as bad, so mine don't look so heavy no more.
Okay.
It's just a place to be where we can finally be free.
Yes.
We need a moment to just
power
ourselves.
What your seat says to somebody else.
That's right. It's amazing what you can say, how it will affect, sometimes infect, which is in a good way, another person. Just allow God to guide you. He hasn't made a mistake yet, and he's been here, guess what, forever. Okay.
Forever.
So before that lady shuts us off, I would definitely like to pray. So if everyone would come with me before the throne, one more again, before the show ends. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord, personally. But we thank you for just being who you are. Thank you for the words that you brought forth this evening. Father God, I ask that you would touch everyone that listened this evening, that called in, those that wanted to call in and couldn't for whatever reason, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Let your presence be known in their lives, Father God. I ask for your presence within this nation. This was built on godly principles, and Father, they're trying to phase you out. Lord, we need you to raise up people that will not allow your name to be forgotten within these United States of America. Father God, I just ask you to have your way within this country, within the lives of our callers, and within my life, Father. Touch us, bless us, and continue to love us, Father. Don't let us go despite our mistakes. And I, for one, be sure to give you all the power, all the glory, all the praise that is due you and your magnificent and loving self, Father God. And it's in the mighty and precious and matchless name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that I pray. Everybody, hang on in there. Joy comes in the morning. God bless you all, and I hope to hear you all here next Sunday. God bless.
I thought I Okay, Andy.